Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day starts with clear skies and pleasant temperatures. In Tel Aviv, expect a mild day with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will enjoy warm sunshine, while Haifa sees a mix of sun and clouds. Eilut promises a sunny day perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports, just in that the U.S. is considering a naval blockade as Iran continues strikes in Hormuz. Also, the Times of Israel noted earlier today that the U.S. has revoked oil sanctions waivers after Iran attacked tankers in Hormuz. Also this hour, 24 News, confirms that U.S. forces struck 80 targets in Iran overnight in retaliation for Iran's actions in Hormuz. Separately, Forward reports that the U.S. military launched powerful strikes against Iran earlier today. And finally, JTA highlights that these strikes are in retaliation for Iran's alleged targeting of commercial vessels, potentially affecting diplomatic talks. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that more details are available on their website. Ynet Global posted earlier today that NATO's chief supported U.S. strikes on Iran, calling them necessary, and urged European allies to boost defense spending. OSINT 613 reported recently that Denmark's prime minister stated the country is ready to defend NATO territory, including claims on Greenland. Let's go deeper, starting with the latest from the Times of Israel. The U.S. struck Iran following tanker attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. aims to limit Iran's military capabilities and deter further aggression. These events could heighten tensions in the region and impact global oil markets. Turning to I-24 News, they detail that U.S. forces targeted air defenses and missile sites in Iran. This military response follows Iran's disruption of commercial traffic. The strikes signify a significant escalation in U.S.-Iran relations, potentially affecting diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Forward reports that the U.S. military's actions come amidst heightened tensions. These strikes represent a robust response to Iran's provocations. The situation could complicate future negotiations between the two nations. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports from earlier today that oil prices surged by 5% amidst rising tensions in the Persian Gulf. A barrel of oil now stands at $72, with bond yields also climbing. Separately, Walla Business discusses the billion-dollar industry profiting from military recruits in Israel. Costs for preparatory courses and technological training are rising, impacting young enlistees and their families. And finally, CTEC reveals that an FBI investigation into Israeli tech company Alarum has sparked a stock rout. The company has temporarily halted parts of its network as U.S. authorities probe its business practices. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.